and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Good afternoon. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Minister Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God.
To take a stand.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord and all of his hosts. And thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you once again for tuning in to another session of Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on this station, 88.1 KAYT. That's right, my brothers and sisters. Moments of Inspiration is a well-rounded radio broadcast ministry that is especially formulated to minister to the whole man, primarily in these end times. That's right, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is getting ready to come back, but make, please be known unto you that he's coming back for a church without spot, wrinkle, blemish, or any such thing. For Jesus Christ himself made it known unto the inhabitants of his kingdom at that time. He said, listen, many will come unto me in that day, saying, Lord, Lord, open up unto us. And they're going to say, we cast out devils in your name. We prophesied in your name. We done this and we done that in your name. And the rude awakening in which that our Lord and Savior is going to tell them, he's going to say, I never knew you,
Milo.
You workers of iniquity. Now, I don't know about you, brothers and sisters, but that's something to think about. That's something to do some extensive studying and research so that you can come to a climatical point in your mind that either I'm in or I'm out. There is no in between. And Jesus said that in this magnitude, he said, if you love me, you will certainly keep my commandments. We won't make the excuses. We won't continue to minor in the major and major in the minors. We will come to that solemn assembling in our mind that it's God's way or no way. Yes, we are living in the dispensation of time where we are following the tradition of men more so than what the word of God said. And I can assure you that the apostles of old, that's right, all 12 of them, all followed in the same like manner. Now, mind you, they had their disagreements and their misunderstandings. But when it came to the commandments of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they walked after the similitude of Jesus. And brothers and sisters, that is the only way that we are going to enter into the kingdom. And watch this, stay in the kingdom. There are many people who began walking in the kingdom, but the cares of this life began to choke out the seed of God's word, and they began to drift back into the world. On that note, Minister Mitchell, we're going to ask you, if you so kindly will, amen, my beautiful wife of 26 years, if you so kindly will, to share a scripture with us and then lead us in prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen. I'm Minister Mildred Townsend. Amen. And I thank God for just being here. Thank God for today. Amen. And right now, I give you a scripture. Truly, God is good. Amen. And he's worthy to be praised. Amen. Okay. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. Corrupt are they, and have done abominable iniquity. There is none that doeth good. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we thank you for all that you have done and are doing.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for last night's sleep.
Yes.
Thank you for just being a good God.
Oh, yes.
Father, you are worthy to be praised.
Yes, you are.
There's none like you. Truly, when I think of the goodness of Jesus,
yes, Lord,
and all that you've done for me,
hallelujah,
my soul cries out, hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I praise you, Lord, for saving me.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, don't forget about the sick and the shut-ins today, Lord. The ones in the prisons. Father,
hallelujah,
keep us with a mind to do your will,
yes,
each,
Lord,
and every day.
Every day, Lord.
Lord, so many people need you right now. Lord, there's so many in this end time, Lord God. The enemy is just on them, Lord God, day and night. But Father, we thank you today that you're still a right now God. Have mercy upon them today, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord, so many are doing things that are abominable to you.
Yes,
but
Lord.
God, if you don't help them, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hell, will they lift their eyes.
Hallelujah.
Lord, help them today.
Right now.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes,
Lord. Have your have your way today,
in
God.
In the name of Jesus.
Even now, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Touch and heal and deliver.
Right now.
Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
There is something about your name.
Oh, bless him, bless him, bless him.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Master, Savior, your name shall forever remain.
Thank you, Lord God.
I tell you, kings and kingdoms,
yes, yes,
will all pass away.
Thank you,
yet
Lord.
There is something about your name.
Hallelujah.
Whoa, whoa, Jesus.
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 Yes, yes.
Jesus. Let heaven and earth proclaim. I tell you, kings and kingdoms,
yes, Lord, bless your name, Jesus,
will all pass away, but there is something about your name. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
Jesus.
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 That wonderful name. Hallelujah.
Yes, no wonder the Hebrews called him Yeshua HaMashiach. Jesus the Messiah.
Hey, glory.
For there is none other name given under heaven where men must be saved.
Oh, yes.
But by the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Jesus. Hey. The Messiah.
Yes, he is.
And once you embrace that name and you come into the royal Mishpachah, the royal family of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ,
yes,
your life will not, brothers, it will not be the same.
Can't be.
Hey. Amen. It will not be the same. For even the demoniac man that met Jesus in the tombs.
Yes, Lord.
The Bible tells us that the people that knew him saw him clothed, yes, in his right mind.
Yes.
And he wanted to go back and minister with Jesus, but Jesus said, no, go back among your family and your friends and show them what great things the Lord has done for you. Brothers and sisters, you've got a responsibility that when God brings clarity and understanding to your life, you got to go back around the drug addicts. You got to go back around the prostitutes. You got to go back around the homosexuals, the adulterers, the liars,
oh,
and
glory,
the fornicators, and show them what great things God has done for you. You see, many of us, what happened is we try to run from them. So we run from state to state because we messed up here and we messed up there. So we figured that if we get in this state, don't nobody know us. But brother, let me tell you, God got a way of bringing it back around. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Bishop, you're just telling the truth there. And right now, we'd like to give a shout out to our supporters. Amen. And to the ones that pray for us and pray with us. We just thank and praise God for you out there. Yeah. Amen. And just wanted to let Marco Yates, we got his love offering.
Hallelujah.
And support. Amen.
Yeah.
Sister Nico Jackson out of
Indianapolis, Indiana.
Amen.
Amen.
And we thank people like that are constantly always, you know, being a blessing. And we just want to say thank you from the bottom of our heart. And we just want to give God praise and glory for what he's doing and continues to do in our lives.
Amen. And we thank God for this great radio station.
Oh, yes.
Amen. KAYT 88.1 that made it possible for people that cannot pick us up just on general principles, but they can get us via the internet.
Yes.
And that's right, brothers and sisters. Wherever you are, you can be all over the continental state of United States of America.
Yes.
Or listen, you can be in Zimbabwe, Ghana, Africa.
Come on now.
That's right. We got listeners all over in Africa.
Praise.
That are able to tune in to listen to Moments of Inspiration. And we thank and praise God for opening such an avenue.
Wonderful.
In revenue. When Jesus said, go ye into all the world and to preach this gospel, we had no idea what he meant.
Yes.
But now we thank and praise God that he has made it way by way of shortwave radio, by way of internet, by way of all type of catalysts used, by television broadcast, to get the gospel of Jesus Christ out to a dying world. And we thank and praise God for that. Amen. But we've been in the arena of sharing God's people. We had been speaking about marriage and the family, and we're going to still talk about that. But there's some arenas, amen, that go outside even marriage and
amen,
the family. Praise be to God. Amen. And one of the things, amen, that people must know as saints of God, amen, there ain't no half-stepping.
That's it.
There ain't no half-stepping. Amen. And one thing about it, brothers and sisters, you can't make a leopard change his spot.
Well.
Amen. Uh-huh. Jesus said, if you love me. And he said, they will know you are my disciples by the love.
Love.
Amen.
Love.
Amen. Not lust.
Love.
The love.
Come on, preacher.
Not lust, but the love.
L-O-V-E.
Hey, that's right. Woo, amen. Glory. The love that you have one for another. Amen. Because one thing, brothers and sisters, when we genuinely love somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Let me tell you something. Even as a bishop, as a pastor, amen, if I am wrong, I don't mind being corrected.
That's it.
Because I don't want to get right up to the door. As Jesus said, many are going to come up to the door in the end, and then he's going to say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity.
Never knew you.
Huh?
Ooh, glory.
Let me show you how love operates. Love operated so much in Paul till Paul even confronted Peter when Peter withdrew himself from the Jews because they believed that the Jews needed to be circumcised. Now, Peter told him, say, look, circumcision don't mean nothing, y'all, because we're under a new covenant now.
Yes.
But you see, in the arena of prestigious people, sometimes we withdraw.
Come on, preacher.
Sometimes we let certain things cause us to withdraw, whether it's money or prestige or glory or honor. When it's all said and done, if your life is hid in Christ and you're working for Christ, let me tell you something. That's all that matters.
Hey.
If my mama wrong, I got to tell mama, you wrong, mama.
That's right.
If my daddy wrong, I got to tell him, daddy, you wrong. Now, the Bible said, now, don't rebuke him. Entreat him.
Entreat him.
As an elderly person. But you know what? It's not what you do.
Come on.
It's how you do
it. It's how you do it.
Amen.
It's not what you're saying.
Amen. Praise be to God. And we got to be able to correct our brothers and sisters when they are in error. And praise be to God. Now, this thing ain't based on what Bishop Townsend said. It's based on what the Word of God says.
That's it, Bishop. That's
and see,
it.
And if you love me and I love you, praise be to God, ain't going to be no grudges held. Ain't going to be no malicious things done for me to get back at you on a sly. You know, some of us will get back at folks on a sly.
And, Bishop, and they know it, too. And many times, Bishop, in their heart. And that's one thing I know about, and I think about God. He knows the heart. Amen. You can try to fool men, you know. I can try to fool you, but if that heart ain't right, God sees that. And that's what really counts, not men.
Yeah, but you know what, Minister Mildred? You know if your heart ain't right.
That's what I'm saying. They're trying to fool us.
You can say it's right.
Amen. That's right, Bishop.
You can say it's right.
That's
amen.
Right.
You know, when Elisha, watch this. I'm going to show you how the gift of discernment operates in people, primarily even in this time that we're living in. When Elisha had healed Naaman the leper. He had a servant by the name of Gehazi. Now, let me show you something. Let me show you. That's the reason why when you know who you are, you don't get bent out of shape and let things run you. Now, after he had healed Naaman, Minister Mildred, Naaman got ready to try to bless him. And I mean, he was ready to bless him, too.
Yes, yes.
I mean, he was ready to bless him monetarily, clothes-wise, and everything. And so when he got ready to do it, Elisha said, no, can't be bought out like that. Some of us will sell out at the drop of a hat.
Come on.
Some of us, man, when we hear about money, we get so excited and we make money the primary factor, even in our walk with God. But let me tell you something. When you're really a servant of God, that is the last thing on your mind. Because you know why? You realize that Jesus is the master alchemist, and he can take the baser things that you have, like the two fish and the five loaves of bread, and bring the multiplication factor to you. Elisha knew that.
Yes.
So he didn't get excited. But you know what? Sometimes the folks that claim to be servants of God got a hidden agenda in their heart, too.
You ought to make it plain, Bishop.
They say that they love God, but the truth of the matter is they love as much as what they can see. And when things look a little shabby,
yes, Lord,
their love began to change.
West Coast.
Gehazi was walking with Elisha, and he knew that his master was godly anointed. But see, when you get in that carnal state of mind, your love began to wax cold.
Oh, yes.
And once that love waxed cold, you can only see what your carnal mind will let you see. You can't see what the Spirit wants you to see. And so when he turned down the raiment and all that Naaman was going to give him and said, come on, Gehazi, let's go. Gehazi said, okay, master. And then all of a sudden, Gehazi got off into his own world again. And he left. Gehazi, where are you going? Oh, master, I'll be back. I'm just going to check on something. And when he left, he went back to the king and said, my master changed his mind. We'll take that money now.
Yeah.
You see, that's what happened even in the body of Christ.
Come on.
Certain things we shouldn't even be associated with. Certain things we shouldn't even deal with. But it says one thing, that the love of money
is the root of all evil.
Of all evil. And when Gehazi went back and got the stuff, he came back to Elisha, and Elisha say, hey, how you doing, brother? I'm fine. He said, where you go? He said, oh, I ain't been nowhere. He said, don't you know my heart went with you? Don't you know that when we get connected in this body of Christ, our heart goes with each other? Mm-hmm. When your love began to wax cold, don't you know the real brothers and sisters of God can sense and feel that your love is waxing cold and you're going back into the cesspool and muck and mire and despondency? Don't you know that when your love began to wax cold, you're getting back involved in witchcraft and sorcery and demonology instead of listening to the Holy Ghost?
Jesus, Jesus.
Minister Miller, share with us. In the book of Corinthians.
Yes.
The 13th chapter.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Because it speaks about the genuine essence of what love is all about. Not the ritualistic things that we do.
Yes, Lord.
Because the truth of the matter is, when we genuinely love, we're going to seek what God wants over what man wants.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Remember when Abraham came back from the slaughter of the kings? They tried to bless him. And what did he say? He said, I won't so much as take a shoe latch from you, lest you say,
you bless me.
You see, man is looking to get all the glory.
He wanted the glory. Yes.
I prayed for you and you got what? Man want the glory.
No, it belonged to Jesus,
it
God.
It belonged to God.
Oh, Yahushua.
Praise be to God. Yes, Bishop Lord. Townsend raised you up off the deathbed. God gets the glory for it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Amen. I prayed for many people and I said, thanks be to God. The Holy Ghost is still working in this earth realm that we are.
Amen.
What happened when the man was laid at the gate, Minister Mildred? They told him, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. And when they questioned the apostles, they said, why do you look on us as though some great power we did? He said, but the same Jesus whom you crucified, that is who made this man whole before you. Brothers and sisters, it is the same Jesus that is saving. It is the same Jesus that is delivering. It is the same Jesus. That is restoring Jesus. Broken home. You ain't got to go to the witch doctor.
Hey,
to get
glory.
Your house restored.
Jesus.
Keep your sons from going to jail. They'll tell you, if you send me $500, he'll never go to jail. She'll never go to jail. That's a lie, and the devil ain't. He's a liar. He's always been a liar. And those of y'all that's caught up in that mess, you need to repent.
Amen.
You need to repent from that mess. Satan still got his hooks in you.
That's right.
And that's the reason why when things don't go right, you're still looking for another high-class witch doctor.
Oh, glory.
A high-class witch or a high-class profile so-called prophet that'll prophet lie to you.
Man.
But if the word of God says that these signs shall follow them that believe.
Yes, Lord.
That love will cause me to look to Jesus and nothing else.
Amen.
See, when a man love his wife, he ain't going to look to nothing else.
Amen.
Huh? Everything that he looking for in another woman, God got it right there.
Amen.
Huh? But when his heart ain't right, he say, well, she just don't make me feel like she used to.
Amen. That lust began
he
to
don't,
creep in.
He don't make it. Well, that's what it is.
Amen. Mary, that lust began to come.
When we get away from God, lust. Mm-hmm. And see, lust just ain't sexual.
That's right.
It causes us to go in many other perverted
Greed
ways.
Greed in other ways.
Balaam got perverted.
Yes.
God told him, said, look, don't try to curse the people of God.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, and he said, don't even entertain their thought. But when they came and promised him promotion and promised him money, there go that money again.
That money gonna be there. It's the root.
And then
the
he turned around
it.
And said, let me go back and see what God say.
Yes, Lord.
And God done already told you what to do, man. He told you what to do, woman, but your own lust got you pursuing after things that is not godly. But let me tell you, when you really got the love of God, what does it say, Minister Mildred?
Amen, amen. And before that, Bishop, when you were saying that, I just, Lord knows it's the truth. Amen, because many times the love of money is about so much, it brings so much chaos. It break up marriages. Amen, it break up friendships. It's so many things it does. Amen, but God wants us to have the genuine love, and that's what we're ready to talk about right
Minister
now.
Minister, just like you said, if you were to ask the percentage of men and women that have divorced, you will find out that money was the main culprit.
You better believe it.
Praise be to God. Amen. The woman will say, I worked hard and he wanted my money.
My money.
And the husband will say, well, I gave her all my money. Wait a minute. It's supposed to be ours.
Our money.
Just like God put the man and the woman in the garden, he told them
yes,
to
Lord.
Subdue it. He told them to take care of that garden. He just didn't give the responsibility to one, and so is it with marriage. But let's get back into this love thing, Minister Miller. We got about 8 or 9 minutes. And it says in the 1 Corinthians 13th chapter, starting at verse 1, what does it say?
It says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, which is love, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal.
Simply telling us,
my
brothers and
God.
Sisters, that we can be religious as we want to.
Yes.
I mean, you ain't going to make a leper change his spots. You know, they used to show that cartoon. They used to show that cartoon about Pepe Le Pew, and he was in love with a cat, Minister Mildred.
I know.
And so what he would do is he had that stripe going down his back. He thought that if he covered that stripe up, that the pretty little cat wouldn't know who he was.
Yes.
So he would paint himself all one color like we do in the church. As you said, now Halloween coming up, but some of us keep our masks on.
Yes.
Amen. We put on our sanctified mask when we get around people.
Yes.
And then certain ones we feel comfortable around, we pull off that mask.
Oh,
and then that carnal man began to come back out.
Every time.
Praise be to God. But let me tell you something. That stinking polecat, when he got within the realm of that cat, no matter, he would spray cologne on him, he would put everything, but the stink of a skunk and the nature of who he was still was going to show. If you really ain't got godly love in you, it ain't going to show.
Yeah, for a while.
And let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
The fake part.
Love ain't something that you try to buy in people. When you love somebody or love something or love God, let me tell you something. Rather than to take you out, Minister Mildred, and buy you dinner, and rather than to do that, than to say, you know what, Minister Mildred,
I'm sorry,
I treated you wrong.
Right.
I should not have spoke to you the way I spoke to you the other
night. Yes, Lord.
I should not have done that. That was wrong for me to say that. Even as a man, as your husband, I should have been more caring, because God's word tell me to admonish you as the weaker vessel. That means that you're to be cherished, you're to be loved.
Precious.
But you know what?
Yes.
I let my flesh get in the way. You know what? Some of us won't even do that.
Many of them, because that's
now though I speak in all kind of tongues. I can hook them in the eye and bonsai them in the hips.
Yes.
But when it comes to being truthful, if I'm not being truthful, let me tell you one thing. I'll be standing at that door knocking just like the rest of the people. And Jesus is going to say to me, too, I never knew you. What else?
Amen. And though I have the gift of prophecy, my God, I understand all the mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all the faith, so that I can remove mountains and have not love, I am nothing.
Did you see that? Now,
that
brings to clarity what the scripture says, that gifts and callings are without
repentance.
Brothers and sisters, when you're wrong, God ain't going to take what he gave you to function in it. Watch this. He gave you the gift of the breath of life. And when he retched down and breathed into man's nostrils and man became a living soul, when man sinned, he didn't take that gift from him. He still operated in that gift of breath.
Yes.
But I tell you what, he fell out of goodness with God.
That's it.
Now, you might still be able to,
yes.
You still can do that. And yes. The sisters will still throw their purse up at you.
Saying nothing.
But you'll be
talk
just,
loud,
but you'll be just like Samson. When you shake yourself, you ain't got no power.
No power. Glory.
You ain't got no power, brothers and sisters.
Jesus.
So it doesn't mean, amen, because you're funny, you're still giving tithe, you're still giving offering. But you know what? God's saying, we ain't nothing. So a lot of time we think that we can buy our way back into God. Wrong answer.
Wrong answer.
I don't care how much tithe you give. If your heart ain't right with God, brothers and sisters, one of these days when we check out of here, if our heart ain't right, in hell will we lift up our eyes.
Amen. It's just the truth. It's the word.
Then what does he say in number 3?
And though I bestow all of my goods to feed the poor.
Wait a minute now. We got a lot of that going on, too.
We're getting them food. We're going to get them some food. Amen. We're going to feed them. And though I give my body to be burned.
Okay, going through these rituals again.
Oh, yes.
Going
and
through
have
these rituals.
Not love.
Uh-huh.
It profit me nothing.
Now, this is the Apostle
Glory
Paul.
Glory to God.
Bringing understanding about what the genuine agape of Jesus is about.
Yes.
Brothers and sisters, if we were to focus on the genuine agape, then we wouldn't have to worry about the calamities that we're having in the church. Now, how are you going to speak in a tongue and you won't even speak to me?
Oh, glory, glory. You got a tongue.
How you going to speak in a tongue and won't even speak to me?
They call it the Holy Ghost.
How you going to be on the church board, a Sunday school teacher, and you can't even speak to me?
Yes, Lord.
How you going to teach somebody else and you won't even speak to me?
Mm.
I know, and people are going to have indifferences, but you know what? In the spirit, the Bible says this one thing. Before you even go to take your offering,
oh, God.
If you got an ought against your brother or
go
your sister,
to him.
He said, you're
Amen.
Supposed to go to them
That's right.
and them only
Hallelujah.
And get it straight. Let me show you when you got love. Most of the problem time is when you got a problem with somebody, you done told everybody else what's wrong and you ain't went to the person.
That's right.
And then after everybody else know about it, then you come to the person. Wrong answer
wrong
again.
Wrong answer again.
Uh-uh.
Amen.
You're supposed to go to that person because you know what? Your offering don't mean a hill of beans to God.
Not to God.
I don't care if you put $20,000 in there. It don't mean nothing to God. Now, that man, he'll love you. He going to pat you. Baby, he'll eat you up alive.
Amen. Want some more.
She'll eat you up alive.
Want some more.
Amen. But when it, but now, when it's all said and done, that pastor ain't going to be there to say, well done.
Oh, my God.
Or poorly done. It's going to be Jesus.
Jesus.
And I think that we must get back in the arena of serving Jesus more so than mankind. Paul said that it means nothing. Then he said, number four says what?
Love suffered long.
Charity. And okay, yeah, all right.
And is kind. Love envieth not.
Now, that means you ain't going to be jealous of nobody because they doing something that you figure you wish you could do. And then because it seems, watch this, it seems like they're doing it better than you. That's where the envy come in at. See, one thing I can tell you this, it's the little foxes in our life that began to spoil the vine.
Amen.
And that's
Amen.
Why and that's why Jesus even spoke through the mouth of the apostles. He said, don't y'all know a little leaven?
Leaveth a whole lump.
Don't let the devil play tricks with your mind. I envy Bishop Townsend. Oh, man, I wish I could bring the word like that. Listen, let me tell you, when you begin to envy anything, then the enemy ain't far behind it.
You better
no,
believe it.
Understand this. What God got for you to do is what he got for you to do. Don't envy another man. I never want to be like T.D. Jakes. I don't want to be like Creflo Dollar. I don't want to be like Joel Osteen. I want to be like Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And you know what? We all have been given gifts if we're filled with his spirit to operate that is going to give God glory. Isn't that right, Minister Mildred?
Amen. That's right, Bishop. But many times we look at others, like you said, and we begin to want to do this, and you're not even sure if that's of God. Amen. You don't even really know what these people are doing, but here you are worshiping them, want to be like that, idolizing them when we're supposed to be idolizing only one somebody, and that's Jesus Christ.
There are not to be any idols.
Not at all.
We're supposed to be glorifying, you know, the Lord. Many people, like you just said, they idolize these people.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Praise be to God. And I will tell any congregationist, don't you idolize Bishop Townsend. Yes, you give honor to whom honor is due.
Honor
yes,
is
the Bible says the Bible says give them double honor that work among you, so to speak. But you do not idolize any man or woman. Mm-hmm. What else to say?
Number four.
I want to get back to that where it says, envieth not, charity vaunteth not itself. In other words, you can tell people that always love to put themselves out there.
And it's not puffed up, Bishop.
Well, that's what happens. When you're puffed up, you're going to want everybody to know what you're doing.
No, it's all about God. We're supposed to put the glory back to him.
It's all
about to him.
To the man. It's all about Jesus. It's all about what God is doing in this earth realm right now. Praise be to God. That's what the apostles did. They made people stay aware of what Jesus was doing and what he's doing. But now, number four says charity does what?
It suffers long. Love suffers long.
Wait a minute.
And
now.
It's kind.
Well, why so many divorces if it suffers long?
Because it's not true love.
All right.
Amen.
Okay. We got about 3 minutes, really about 2 minutes. But go ahead and read just a little more. Says number five says, does not behave itself unseemly.
Seeketh not her own. And it's not easily provoked.
Wait just a minute.
And it think it's no evil.
Well, how can I get so mad at you so quick then? How is it every little thing you do just get on my nerves?
Because it's not really true love.
I see. So in other words, I'm faking myself out. I'm lying to myself. I'm putting on this show, and I'm trying to hide it as much as possible, like Pepe Le Pew. I done covered my stripe, but the stink still stink coming out.
Yeah, you got to have the trueness of love, you know, and that comes from only God. Jesus himself had to give you that.
Let me share something with you. When you know you are right, you ain't got to try to prove your point. When you know who you are and you know that you are all that Christ has called you to be, he said you're going to be hated.
For my name's sake.
For my name's sake. So why are you going around seeking to be loved by everybody?
It just ain't going to happen,
why
Bishop.
Why are you going
you're
around here
will.
Trying to get all the thumbs up you can get? When Jesus
everybody
said that,
gonna,
he said, if they hated me, and you
hate.
Now, if you're not living for Jesus, now you're going to have a, it's going to be that way.
Amen. Is it true?
It's going to be that way. Amen. But just like Paul loved Jesus enough to confront Peter, to say, Peter, I withstood him to the face because he said he was to be blamed. He withdrew himself when the dignitaries came around. Ain't it funny we act funny when certain people come around?
Oh, yes.
That's not God.
Hey.
That's not God. Let me tell you something. If you saw me out there talking to a prostitute And then I saw somebody prestigious come up, and I run away like, oh, no, I don't want nobody to see me talking to this prostitute. They gonna think I'm doing something wrong. Well, you know what? I am doing something wrong because my heart ain't right.
And you have it in respect of persons, too. When many times you don't want to deal with the little one and want to be in the company of the one that's more prestigious.
That's what
and God,
Paul
he turns
confronded.
Down
that's
on
right.
that.
Amen. We got to go, Minister down. Mildred. We got
man,
to go. Time,
amen.
Right.
We but love you, know you out there.
We love you all in Jesus' name.
Praise
and,
God.
Again, we'll be around 704-0630.